passing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side on the way for this Wednesday, February the 29th, also known as Leap Day. And I'm sure there were a number of people who have taken a Leap Day to heart. Some financial blogs are referring to the action in the market today as the Leap Day Massacre. Well, Mother said there would be days like this. an amazing day, to say the least. I'm not shocked or amazed by it. I'm rather amused by the symbolism that was on display today. Ben Bernanke was testifying before the House Finance Committee, and as usual, he ran up against Ron Paul, who came today to the hearing with some visual props. He actually got Ben Bernanke to admit that silver is money as he pulled out of his pocket a 1 ounce silver eagle. And as he is apt to do, gave Ben Bernanke a lesson about real money. As he took out the 1 ounce silver eagle, he said, in 2006, 1 ounce of silver would buy 4 gallons of gas. Today it buys 11 gallons of gas. And then it happened. We'll have more after this.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. one of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
I'd like to say a few words in defense of our country. People are bad, nor are they mean.
Welcome back to the Upside for this Leap Day Massacre. So at exactly 10 o'clock Eastern Time this morning, as Ron Paul was schooling Ben Bernanke on the real world of real money, the cartel, waiting for the cue, immediately dumped 225 million ounces of paper silver on the market. Now, you can't make this stuff up. According to one of the many observers of the strange phenomena today, said, and you can find the article on my webpage together with a bunch of other people commenting on the action in the metals today. The cartel took silver down $2 by dumping 225 million ounces. Think about this. They were only able to take down silver $2 with a dump of that size. Had they dumped that amount of silver onto the market 3 years ago, you would have seen silver down $10 or more. All they managed to do today was $2. So when the dust settled, at the close of business, gold down... $87 at $16.97.70. Silver down $2.29 at $34.74. Platinum off $40 at $16.85. Palladium off $18 at $7.07. NASDAQ and the Dow marginally weaker. There was no other action today other than in the metals. This was a targeted hit this was a political assassination. Dow ended the day off a measly 53 points at 12,952. NASDAQ off almost 20 at 2,966 after briefly sticking its head above 3,000. The dollar, marginally stronger at 78.81. Crude oil, no action there. Nothing happened to crude oil. Crude oil at 107 a barrel. And I'm sure as the days go by, we will learn a lot more about the criminality at the COMEX that took place today. Is anybody going to get investigated? Is anybody going to have to answer for their actions? Of course not. It's just the cartel flexing its muscle, saying we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, and there's nothing you can do about it, and none of us are going to go to jail. It's kind of like the same attitude that the Israelis have, wagging their finger at the world, saying we can attack Iran anytime we want, whenever we want, and there's nothing you can do about it. We are just demonstrating what bullies we are. There's a few analysts that are trying to suggest that the sell-off in gold and silver was based on Bernanke's statement of not so enthusiastic about additional quantitative easing. Bernanke, if you look at his statement today, hasn't said anything he hasn't said before numerous times, that interest rates are going to remain at current levels for the foreseeable future. He said he thought the economy was improving in sectors, but was concerned about unemployment and inflation was benign, which also prompted Ron Paul to question Bernanke if he does the grocery shopping in his house. Because if he thinks inflation is benign, then he is obviously not shopping at the same place that Ron Paul shops at. The guy I really feel for, I mean, I really feel for him because, you know, it's a crazy business being in this in investment world. And if you are respected and followed by many, when you make bold statements, and although well-founded and grounded in reality, the markets can make you eat your words sometimes. Let me give you an example. The first story I posted on my website this morning at odark100 was one from ETF Daily. And they were quoting James Turk from Gold Money. The article entitled, "Greece is Done, $70 Silver in 90 Days." Speaking with King World News, Gold Money's James Turk reiterated his $70 plus silver price target but brazenly violates the rule of responsible crystal balling by adding a date along with his price prediction. Turk expects a double within 90 days. In essence, according to the article, Jim Turk expects silver to move up at a compounded annual rate of return of 700% by the end of silver's seasonally bullish months, which end with May. Now, you have to admit that's a bold call. Now, for James Turk to make that kind of statement, he must see a big event coming just over the horizon. And there's no doubt that something big is hovering over the horizon, and that is Greece. And it's $18 billion interest payment that's due on March the 20th. The market, for all intent and purposes, has already declared a default on Greek debt. Now, back on January the 17th, the Fitch rating agency stated that under the conditions set by Germany, the ECB and the IMF, Greece cannot or will not be saved. Greece must default. It won't be a surprise when the Greek default actually happens, and we expect it one way or the other to be relatively soon, said Fitch's Managing Director Edward Parker. He told this to Bloomberg News. Just yesterday, Standard & Poor's announced that it had lowered Greece's credit rating to selective default. S&P also stated that if Greece were to withdraw from the Eurozone membership, which is not our base case assumption, and introduce a new local currency, we will have to reevaluate our position. From a few other sources, we'll have a lot more after this.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at SurgeryCenterOK.com. That's SurgeryCenterOK.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Leap Day Massacre Wednesday. Some thoughts from a few other notables within the industry. John Embry from Sprout Asset Management, speaking to Eric King, said, "It's embarrassing what these bullion banks do in these markets. I'm embarrassed for them. The silver market has been a paper fiasco, primarily led by J.P. Morgan and a lot of the other traders just simply go with them for the ride. With paper, they have really been able to kick silver around, but there is a limited shelf life for that activity. This is primarily because the supply-demand fundamentals for silver are literally off the charts. This is going to lead to an explosion higher in the price of silver before this is all over." When asked to comment about gold, Embry said, "We are going to see the same thing happen time and time again. Even though they smashed the price down over $75 at one point to $1,706, it doesn't mean anything. So they clean out some speculators, and then the advance continues." Someone, obviously, on the other side of the financial equation, not involved in the metals, is PIMCO's CEO, Mohammed Al-Erian. And today he was talking about we are witnessing the early signs of a collapse of the entire global banking system. He goes on to point out that French banks are at dangerous levels. As quoted today, he said, French banks have 1% capital. What they are going through right now is a solvency and liquidity crisis. Now, this is coming from the CEO of the world's largest bond fund. And not to overstate the obvious, but 1% capital ratios imply a leverage of 100 to 1. He went on speaking to the Financial Times, saying private institutions around the world have sharply reduced short-term lending to French banks, while a plunge in bank shares since August has left the bank equity trading at a 50% discount to tangible book value on average. At the same time, Al-Arian noted that the ratio of market capital to total assets for the sector has fallen to 1% to 1.5%, far short of the range of 6 to 8% typically seen by healthy banks. And he concludes by saying this: these are all signs of an institutional run on French banks. If it persists, the banks would have no choice but to de-lever their balance sheets in a very drastic and disorderly fashion. So just to be clear, the run on the banks and the collapse it will cause is already underway, and if it persists, the French banks will have no choice but to de-lever their balance sheets. We'll take another quick time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Wednesday. Let me illustrate to you very graphically, if I could, what today's SmackDown and in gold and silver really amounts to. Yesterday on the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman, we offered the Tuesday Bobman Chapman, which comprised of 10 one-fifth ounce gold Napoleon III francs and 100 Morgan dollars for $6,950. Well, guess what? Thanks to the cartel, you can buy that package today for $6,800. So I guess the truism is buy the dips. Because nothing has changed in any way, shape, or form. And as I'm checking after hours action, it kind of bears out that today was an orchestrated hit by the bullion banks. Gold currently in Asian trading up $10 at $17.07. Silver up 20 cents at $34.84. If you didn't catch the Ron Paul Ben Bernanke clash today, I have video links posted on my website together with James Turk's bold prediction. Greece has done $70 silver in 90 days, but he is perfectly correct in his assumptions, which is based on Greece ain't going to make the payment on March the 20th. It's just not going to happen. They don't have the money. The cupboard is bare. Now, when we take the financial question off the table, there's still another big bugaboo out there, and that is Iran. I mean, let's not forget, yesterday Iran announced that it's no longer due to the new economic sanctions that kicked in. It's not dealing in petrodollars any longer, and it's trading in gold. And then you will see a picture of what is called a MOP, a massive ordnance penetrator. It is a 30,000-pound bomb. And today, U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz says the military is prepared for a possible military offensive against Iran over the country's nuclear energy program. We have an operational capability, and you wouldn't want to be there when we use it. I also draw your attention to an article right below it entitled Armageddon Approaches. And if that article is not a wake-up call to many, I don't know what is. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Patrick in the UK. Hey, Patrick.
Hi there, Robbie. Nice to speak to you again.
Yeah.
Yes, I was watching the prices absolutely plummet, and yes, they have succeeded in what's, you know, gold 7.5%. Actually, gold, I think, percentage-wise, that went down by almost $100, isn't it?
Well,
and silver.
Well, silver was gold was off 4%. Silver was off 8%.
Well, I've just done some interesting calculations, just to. For us to try and get it into perspective. I can't remember, it was one of the elite guys was saying, I don't know if it was someone like Henry Kissinger or someone like that, or no, it probably wasn't actually. There's something like 100 times more silver in existence in paper than there is physical silver in existence. But I've actually just worked out 250 million ounces is equivalent to, just wait for this, just picture this, 500,000 monster boxes of Canadian maples. 500,000 boxes, or monster boxes, all full with 500 maples. And then such a quantity of physical silver is too mind-boggling, even by Eric Sprott standards, to consider that quantity, or Hunt Brothers standards. Where did it come from?
Oh, well, it's created out of thin air.
Where did they get the contract? How did they create these contracts? They've got to be valid contracts to dump them. Who have they created? And you know that old scientific mode, that statement, you know, to every positive reaction there has to be a balancing reaction. What is happening to their short position as well?
But if you are the entity responsible for creating these ETFs, you are under no obligation to have the physical metal in order to back up your position. In other words, you can just simply book orders without verification of assets. It's not dissimilar to how AIG operated. In other words, AIG was an insurance agent that offered investment houses like J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and the like, insurance on their collateralized debt obligations. But there was no entity that required AIG to have capital to back up its position in the event that the trade went in the opposite direction. And that in large part was the reason why the government had to make good on all of AIG's obligations.
Sure. I mean, what's happening is that thanks to the likes of Bob Chapman, I mean, his webcasts are just being uploaded to YouTube, left, right, and center, and people are linking to them. You can see every day there's more uploads, and this is, more and more people are becoming aware of what's happening. You know, and I can only imagine, I mean, first of all, I'm absolutely staggered as to how unregulated this industry still is. You know, since the days of Nick Leeson 15 years ago, nothing really has changed. These people that sell don't have to prove that they own 1 ounce
That's why you can never, ever get anybody in any regulatory agency, whether it is in the United States or whether it's in Europe, to give a honest assessment of the current obligations of the credit default swaps. And so it is left to people like John Williams from ShadowStats to speculate at the size of the credit default swap market, which, and I believe I'm correct in saying this, in January he estimated that the size of the credit default swap market was $1.25 quadrillion. I mean, it's just numbers that are mind-boggling.
What's going to happen with silver? It's going to be in backwardation very soon, surely, because they've got the price down for the next delivery in the next month or two. But because of immediate buying, because of the buying opportunity created by this takedown, it's self-defeating. They're shooting themselves in the foot in a way because they cannot. They got silver temporarily into backwardation. You know.
Well, they don't have. Well, just like the AIG situation, they do not have the silver to back up their position. There's not enough silver being currently mined on a yearly basis just to meet current industrial demand, never mind investor demand.
Sure.
So, you know, there is going to come a point in time, and I don't know when it is, and nobody else knows when it is, when that reality is going to come home to roost with triple-digit silver prices. It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
I mean, do these banks have to disclose on their balance sheets by their auditors this huge liability they've got for future contracts on the basis that the people may demand delivery? I mean, is there any auditing standard which requires them to properly disclose this? I mean, the whole thing just seems to be a sham.
No, and that's exactly what Ron Paul was chastising Ben Bernanke for today, because he was pointing out that the only real money is silver, as he used the illustration of what You know, how much gasoline 1 ounce of silver would have bought you in 2006, and how much gasoline 1 ounce of silver is going to buy you today. And Ben Bernanke's feeble response to him was that people have an option if they're concerned about a depreciating dollar, and that is to move into, you know, the euro or the French franc or, you know, the Swiss franc. I mean, it was mind-boggling what went on today, because so much happened in the gold and silver markets that did not happen with the Dow or the NASDAQ or the oil markets. This was a targeted hit on gold and silver.
They're shooting themselves in the foot, because more and more people are becoming aware of this takedown. And this is a tactic that they can only use for so long. And as you rightly said at the beginning, they could only, with 500,000 monster boxes of either U.S. Eagles or Maples, they only managed to take it down $2. That's all. With 500,000. It's so much silver. If it was represented in physical form, it is mind-boggling, Robbie.
Absolutely. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it, brother. Let's go to John in Canada. Hey, John.
Hey, Robbie. Long time no talk to you. But, I wanted to call up on what you're talking about. The way I'm looking at it, although I'm not as proficient as maybe you and some of your loyal fans are, but when we look at how the investment bankers run their business, it's corrupt from the get-go. With the repeal of Glass-Steagall, we had Bear Stearns, for example, go bankrupt with $77 trillion in assets. They go bankrupt. No money. $77 trillion in assets. Well, it's not real assets. They're derivatives. That's the phony money. Now, why are there quadrillions of credit default swaps? Well, just as it was in Bear Stearns, they know they're conning us all. So because it's so-called legal to cheat us this way, Bear Stearns and other investment houses can just simply trade derivatives amongst themselves. I'll trade you $50 billion in derivatives. You'll trade me the same amount. We're in at no loss. I've paid you $50 billion. You've paid me $50 billion. But guess what? We get to pay ourselves commissions now. And the commissions come out of all the suckers' accounts here, deposits and so on, or gold holdings or silver holdings or whatever. And they're going to say it's legitimate. There's no laws to put us in jail for this. And that's what happens. So Bear Stearns goes bankrupt with $77 trillion in derivatives, and all the people's assets are all depleted and gone from the accounts, and all they'll say is it's lost. It's lost to the market, but these guys get to walk away, in some cases, as actual trillionaires. You know, Frontline covered these
hedge
fund brokers.
Well, I mean, this is what's more amazing than anything else. John Corzine is still a happy, free, rich man living in Manhattan in his $10 million Fifth Avenue apartment, and nobody, even though it's almost 6 months later, knows where $1.5 billion is.
Exactly. That's the example perfectly. You know, but we even have more extreme cases. As Frontline interviewed a fellow who walked out of America with more than $1 trillion, didn't do a good or a service for anybody. Didn't do anything. All he did was have a special license that I can't get and you can't get, where he can do his high-frequency trades with as a hedge fund broker. That I say, I can't do it. You'd be against the law to do that, but because he's got a license, he can do that and walks away with more than $1 trillion. He's living in a 50,000-square-foot Italian marbled mansion as we're speaking.
Yep,
you know, these guys are robbing us.
I know.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, my friend. And we'll take this quick time out and be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Feel the Salvation Army band down by the riverside.
Welcome back to the flip side for the Sleep Day Massacre Wednesday. Final comments from the folks at Goldseek. Comments this morning trying to explain the sell-off in gold mentioned the failure of gold to make it through the $1,800 level and downside stops as the culprit. But ironically, they were deathly quiet in regards to what happened in silver, which only yesterday had staged a massive upside breakout on strong volume. Yet today we saw a nearly 8% wipeout in silver, which completely erased yesterday's breakout. My thinking at the moment is that Bernanke and company are watching the commodities complex beginning to accelerate higher once again as a result of their free money policy, and began getting extremely nervous, particularly as energy prices were rocketing higher. Let's not forget, this is an election year. And one thing that the boss cannot stand for is having to deal with those pesky issues of unhappy drivers bitching and complaining about the outrageous costs of filling their gas tanks, especially since he and his crew are doing as much as they can to shut down America's ability to be energy self-sufficient. In the meantime, today's wild move in silver was a day trader's scalper's heaven. As said before, there are no worse traders on the planet than the hedge funds. Those guys could not trade their way out of a paper bag if their lives depended on it. So there you have a blow-by-blow account of what happened in this strange and evolving financial market. And as I said, a lot of the issues we touched on today, you can find links posted on my website. In particular, direct your attention to an article entitled Armageddon Approaches, because it spells out the folly of any thought of attacking Iran. Anyway, stand by for Alan Watt coming up at the top of the hour, but we'll do this again tomorrow, and I'm sure tomorrow's going to be just as interesting as today was. So till then, my friends, see you. Bye.